This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, please be joined now by University of Miami safeties coach Will Harrison. Coach, thanks for being with us, and welcome to the Miami Hurricanes. You're wearing the orange and green now. That's probably got to be pretty special for you.
No, it definitely is. I've been kind of watching Coach Chris Ball from afar, man, and heard a lot about this place, so excited to be here.
As you get ready or taking this thing over here in spring football the next month or so, taking a look at your deep secondary, what are some of your goals? What do you want to achieve during spring football? What are the priorities?
I think the biggest thing, man, for us as we came together, Coach Etheridge and I, was just making sure that we eliminate the big plays. Very similar to where everywhere I've been is just kind of basically understanding what we're doing on defense and all being on the same page. Communication breeds understanding. I've always preached that. But that's the biggest thing for us, man, is making sure that we're not giving up the explosive, understanding our angles, and then takeaways.
Not to dive in to the personnel, because you and Coach Etheridge probably sorting through all of that, but there have been some new additions to the roster. How important is it during the spring to bring those guys together, to tie those guys together?
I think it's really good because we're all learning defense at the same time. So we're literally going through every little detail of it all. As personnel goes, you know, we're just finding out what kind of guys we got, what we can do and what they can't do. You know, put them in the right position.
Yeah, and when you look at I was talking to Coach Etheridge a little bit about it, the way teams throw the football now. What are some of the things that cause the deep secondary problems in college football today, when you look at some of the sophistication of the offenses that you've seen or might see this season? What are some of the things that in the deep secondary that the passing game, where they cause a problem?
I think the biggest thing is just causing confusion on communication anytime someone's shifting or motion, creating condensed sets. It's obviously forcing you to communicate in the back end, and all four or five guys got to be on the same page. And when you are not, that's when that creates those problems. I think if you can continue to just, iron out the details of it all, you'll put yourself in a great position.
The hurry up offenses, the tempo, how much of a problem is that in the deep secondary?
Depending on if you're practicing and all that whatnot, but I mean, that's something we always start off with, because that do cause problems with, just only the back end, but defense in particular. So just making sure we're getting a call out there and everybody getting on the same page, but it definitely causes some problems, but it's something you got to practice on a day-to-day basis.
You mentioned Coach Cristobal. Why was this a good spot for you with him to come to work for Coach Cristobal?
Well, we have some battles now. I was at the University of Washington. He was at Oregon, man. It was some blood. But I've always kind of looked at him from afar and just, admire some of the things that he's done in this football world. And so why not go learn under one of the best guys in the country? So that's kind of what was intriguing to me about Coach Cristobal.
You also come to the University of Miami from one of our rivals, the Florida Gators. So we get the Gator early in the season. That'll be fun, right? That'll be another bloodbath.
Yeah, man. Everybody's kind of been trying to ask that question. This is the first one I've actually done it on, speaking to where everybody can hear about it. But, it is going to be a bloodbath, and I understand it's a rivalry and understand, me going from there to here. But at the end of the day, man, it's football, and, I do know that for sure. Yeah. Just coming from that place and obviously being here and speaking upon it. But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, no question. And great athletes, and some of this is also business. You were in the SEC coming into the ACC. What do you think will be the big difference for you in the ACC? Do you think there is a major difference between the two conferences in terms of the way they approach their offense?
Yeah, and I do think it's a big difference in the aspect of, you know, the SEC is a lot up front with the run game and all that type of stuff. I do believe the ACC is a little bit more spread out and trying to, you know, get the ball on perimeters and things of that whatnot. But I'm excited about it because, you know, coming from the SEC and then going to the ACC, you know, just seeing different types of offenses and learning more ball on defense and what we can do to stop that.
Also on the defensive staff, new defensive coordinator, Coach Heatherman, coming from Minnesota. Maybe talk about the shared vision that you have with him.
Yeah, no, it's been great, man. We kind of spoke some of the same language when I went through the interview process. It's really about stopping the run, man, and understanding your angles. And, you know, we got to be obsessed with the football. And also the standard is, you know, making sure we're communicating and all being on the same page. But I'm excited to work for him and underneath him and learn some more ball as far as him being a defensive coordinator. But this thing is going to be exciting this year.
Yeah. You come out of the blocks pretty quick. That start of the season for the University of Miami has been pretty interesting. Notre Dame, Gators are in there. Then a little bit later on, Florida State. So you find out what you have in a hurry, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And so, I mean, that's what I'm excited about is continue to go through the spring ball, summer camp, and obviously training camp. It's really, I understand we got Notre Dame that first game, but it's really about us right now and making sure that we get everything ironed out with the details. But every game is big and important, as we know, especially with this new playoff thing. So I'm excited about it, just taking it a step-by-step and day-by-day mentality and making sure we're getting all the details ironed out.
Yeah, you've got the safeties, last line of defense. So their mistakes show up on the scoreboard. On the other hand, also great spots to create turnovers. How, and I know for Coach Heatherman, that was important in Minnesota. They had a ton of takeaways. How do you get that mindset to take the ball away more?
It's every day. I mean, that's something I preach since when I was always playing in Pop Warner. We were always talking about getting three takeaways a day. You get one on game day. So, I mean, that's just the importance of it. You got to be obsessed with it. And when we say obsessed, I mean literally obsessed with it. Anytime we're seeing a football, we're trying to go at it and punch at it or, you know, go and snatch the ball out the air. So I think that's the biggest emphasis for us because that's kind of how we'll turn this thing around, especially getting the offense the ball back with them being explosive like they were last year.
Yeah, I think I always thought turnovers or takeaways, they just become – it becomes contagious.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is. I mean, we always say they come in bunches. So once you get that first one, man, we hungry to get that next one. But, I think that's the biggest thing as far as, you know, we look at those stat columns. The biggest stat column to me is going to be the turnover margin. Can we not give the other team the ball and can we take it away and give our offense more possessions?
Yeah, I guess one of the things I talked to Coach Etheridge about, and I think you see not only in the SEC, but the ACC the last couple of years, for sure, it's been a league with pretty good quarterbacks.
Yeah, no doubt. All the conferences I've been in, man, I've been in the Pac-12, I've been in, you know, the Sun Belt, been in the NFL, SEC, ACC now. But I do think, man, at all times, we got to be ready to play some of the best quarterbacks in the country.
That's funny. All those conferences. You think one conference throws the ball better than another?
You know what? That's a really interesting question right there. I mean, I've been some spots where we've gone against, obviously, Justin Herbert and things of that nature and a couple guys in the SEC last year. I would just say, man, to be honest with you, the Pac-12, the SEC has been pretty strong, and I'm excited to kind of see what the ACC has to bring, too.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the family here at the University of Miami. Look forward to watching this deep secondary go to work, and appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, sir. Go Canes.
Will Harris, University of Miami safeties coach. When we come back, more of Don Bailey Jr. as he rejoins the show. We'll talk more about the University of Miami spring football that is underway. Also a reminder, this weekend, Hurricanes baseball team is home against Florida State. Also, new basketball coach in Jay Lucas and Hurricane fans, the Jay Lucas era is here. Secure your seats for the 2025-26 Miami men's basketball season. Don't miss a moment of the action. Lock in your tickets right now at MiamiHurricanes.com/MBB tickets. That's MiamiHurricanes.com/MBB tickets. We'll continue on the show right after this.